Hello, ladies.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, shit. Oh, look, we were so happy to get back on the air to you ladies that we made a boo-boo. We are so sorry. Thank each and every one of you all for calling into Chic Zone Radio. You got me, your host, KC, Richmond VA, on the line with...
Y'all already know who it is. This is Teddy calling from out of that 757. What's going on, people?
What's going on, people? No, what's going on, Teddy?
Not much. Just relaxing. How about yourself?
Man, you know what I'm doing, man. I am ready to get into this conversation with these ladies, man. It's been a long time.
Yeah, man. Very, very long time.
It's been a long time, man. It feel like it's been a whole year since we've been on here, man. Like, seriously. Like, you know, I know last season we had a couple of celebrities for you. We had Pretty Pink, King Kales, the cast of Between Women. We had a couple of ladies from the Bad Girls Club, season seven. This season definitely we're going to be bringing you the noise, some more celebrities. I need y'all to hit us up. SHE.ZONEE@gmail.com. That's SHE.ZONE@gmail.com. If you want to hit anybody, if you're an artist, if you're a lesbian artist, a lesbian actress, actor, if you're doing anything in the community, we would like to get you on our show and broadcast you, because that's what we do at She's On Radio. We are all about getting everybody out there because we all deserve a chance. You feel what I'm saying? Teddy.
Yeah.
You know what we got to talk about, man, because, you know, before we get into all our topics and stuff, we got to talk about She Pride 2013. We got to talk about it.
Oh, my God.
We got to talk about
wonderful.
It. Lord. Woo!
It was wonderful. Yeah. It was wonderful.
Yes, it was wonderful. Definitely a big step up from the little firehouse that we had for 2012. We had a three-story building, and we packed out two floors and a half, so definitely want to thank you ladies that came from all over the 50 states to support She's On and She Pride 2013. 2014 is definitely going to be better. We have Philly's Own Seduction. She will be headlining that, so definitely if you want to
awesome.
See anybody at She Pride 2014, I'm going to need y'all to get on my feeds and everything because I'm asking you now. So don't act crazy when you don't see who you want to see next year because you haven't came and told me who you want to see. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what you say?
Yeah, buddy. You know that's the unofficial birthday of me. You know how
and
you
And you know it. And you know we're going to go big and we're going to go hard and we're going to go better. But this year, we having a battle now because everybody is wanting to know, should She Pride be in Richmond, Virginia? Or should it be in Baltimore, Maryland? But it's up to you to tell me
mm-hmm.
what y'all want to do. Because, you know, either way, it's going to be hot. So what I'm asking y'all to do, y'all tell me what y'all want to do. Because every 6 months, I will be taking She Pride on the road, starting in 2014. So y'all let me know about those cities and states y'all tell me on that when I actually hit the one. So y'all start hitting the one now, because you know we want to talk to y'all. We miss y'all so much.
Yeah.
Look, Teddy.
Yeah.
Teddy Bear.
Yeah.
Let's get into this topic, man. Tonight, we will be talking about a very important topic because, you know, a lot of people feel some type of way about their friends, their current friends, their best friends, people that they trust and, you know, are very close to them. They feel froggy. Feeling froggy means feel some type of way they don't like it when they are still friends with their ex. Meaning, Teddy, here we go. I just had a girlfriend. Me and her broke up, but she's still friends with her, right? You still chilling
yeah.
out with her. I'm actually like, hey, Teddy, what's going on? You want to hang out? No, I'm just chilling with your ex. We getting ready to go to the movies. How would you ladies feel about that? Teddy, I'm going to ask you how you would feel about that first, and then I'm going to get into me, and then we're going to go to the line, because I want to know how you all feel about that dilemma right now. I'm going to say it one more time. Me and Teddy are friends. Just go in. Under your friends. Me and Teddy are friends. I just broke up with my girlfriend. right? And I say, hey, Teddy, let's go out and have a good time, man. Let's go. You know, I'm single now. Nah, man, I can't chill with you right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm at the movies with your ex. Woo! Teddy, go ahead and talk about it, man. Tell the people how you feel about that.
One, I wouldn't necessarily be out. I wouldn't do that, you know, to a degree. And what I mean by that is, yeah, you and your, you know, ex broke up, and me and her are still mutual friends. But I would have to see it from both sides. Like, get your side of the story, get her side of the story, and then make my own, you know, choice. Am I still going to be friends with this person, or I'm going to leave her alone because my bro broke up with her? You know what I'm saying? But if I seen it go down, I probably wouldn't even be friends with that person anymore because I'm like, that's not cool.
Right. Well, how would you feel about if one of your close friends do become cool with their ex? Like, I mean, you know, like buddy, best friend. I mean, because you can't tell somebody not to be friends with somebody, but I mean,
right.
Like buddy, like, you know.
Only thing I can say to that is to each his own. If you want to sit there and be buddy with my ex, by all means, do you, boo-boo. But if you out hanging with my ex, I won't be nowhere around.
Right.
You come hang, chill with me, call me, text me when you done chilling with that monkey. Period, point blank.
Did you call her a monkey, Lord?
Yes. Yes, I did.
But
monkey.
Lord, you all changed.
Banana.
Teddy P, you are all chain. Call the ex a monkey, Lord Jesus. What else?
Banana.
No, we need you. Ooh, you called a banana, Lord.
Bananas.
Is that bad? Lord.
Bananas.
Good Lord,
man. Forget pineapples. It's called bananas.
Girl, I still, you know what? If it's something about something that I do not like, it is not banana or pineapples, girl. It is chitlins, honey. Chitlins. Mm-mm. I don't like chitlins. Mm-hmm. I say it loud.
Chitlins.
Proud. You off the chain, man. I miss you, boy. You off the chain.
I
know, man. We're not going to do this, though. We don't want to see you. You got a little soft side.
We
yeah.
Not going to let her see
okay.
You.
We can't.
But I'm going to go ahead and speak my mind on it, Teddy, because
go
this
ahead.
Is a very sensitive topic for me because I've been through this a lot with my exes
go
and
ahead,
with my
bro.
Friends.
Go ahead.
With my exes and my friends. I'm going to tell you straight up just like this. No sugarcoating and keeping it real. This is KC speaking to you ladies. It's like this. You are friends with whoever you want to be friends with. Just because I came into your life as your girlfriend or as your friend, if I date somebody and you two click, hey, y'all were meant to click because God had already created that plan for you to click. You get what I'm saying? But this is what I'm saying on that note is an ex is simply what she is, an ex, okay? Now, therefore, if you and her still click and have a relationship, that's up to you guys. Hey, have
mm-hmm.
fun with that. Keep me out of it. You get what I'm saying? Just because we're not cool don't mean that you can't be cool. And that, I would think that you would be very fake not to be cool with her. But will I trust you? No, I'm not going to trust you. You know why I'm not going to trust you? I'm not going to trust you, and I'm not going to do stuff around you because you were that close with my ex, just like you were, quote, that close with me. So what makes me think that whatever I do, you're not going to go back to my ex and tell her? I'm keeping it, honey. I'm keeping 100, baby. I can't trust you. I'm not going to trust you. Now, you know damn well I ain't trusting her because she's an ex, okay? I'm not trusting
mm-hmm.
you. It's just that serious. And we could be cordial all day. Well, me and you still have a buddy type relationship. 9 times out of 10, no. It's not because I feel some type of way about anything. It's just because I just don't trust you. You know, I just feel like you're not my buddy no more if you all up in her damn face. And once y'all go date, once y'all talk, I'm not going to be crying over spilled milk if y'all do talk. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And matter of fact, go, you know what? Just go do what you want to do. Pineapples and chillings. Just do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Because I just feel like it is retarded. It's crazy. You know, if somebody want to date, if you want to be friends with my ex, be cool. Because what it? Leave it. Like I said, leave me all of it. I'm getting mad. We're going to go to somebody else because I want to know what y'all got to say about this topic. Ladies, I'm going to need y'all to press that 1 right now because I want to know how you feel about being friends, how about your close buddies being friends with your last ex. Press the 1, ladies. I want to talk to you. Area code 443-810. How you doing?
Casey and my teddy bear.
Hey, how you doing, mama? What was it?
Well, I told you I was going to call Dana, right? So I called. But
hey, how you doing, ma?
Y'all don't even know who y'all talking to. It hurt my feelings, so we're not
talking to Rainbow, right?
Exactly.
I see. Yep. I remember your voice.
Oh,
I remember your voice.
Oh, Lord. I bet you did.
You know I remember.
Anyway, we're not going to go there.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. Nobody panties will be getting wet tonight.
Mm,
but anyway.
Y'all hear that? Please don't have the dog.
That's another topic.
Yeah, yes, another topic.
But I'm jealous, so I'm like on both sides because I'm the jealous type. I can't help it. I'm sorry. But I feel what y'all are saying. You can't say who people going to be friends with. But at the same time, I wouldn't want that because I'm just jealous and I'm just me. Like, no.
Right.
I feel some type of way. I'd be in my feelings heavy. You're not even going to lie.
I hate that one. That's what I was just saying, too, man. Like, I'm cool with it if y'all cool with it, but I'm not going to trust you just like that. I can't bang with you like that because, first of all, you my best friend, you know what I'm saying? And now you buddy-buddy with my ex-girlfriend. Huh? What's going on?
Oh, I'm
wicked,
so I'm going to cut both of y'all up straight.
You're going to cut me up, baby?
Yeah, I'm
going to
be body big, so.
You're gonna cut, but you're going to cut me up?
Well, not you necessarily, but, yeah.
Okay.
You might get cut up in some other way. You might get a little couple of scratches, but in a good way.
Oh, oh me, Casey? Oh, you going to scratch my back, baby? I like my back scratched.
I'm too young for this conversation. I told y'all about that.
Teddy, don't do that. Teddy, you need to be too. So don't try to endure anything.
Look here. I'm too young for this.
No, you're not. Don't be asking no anti, because you know you be in a conversation, too, right along with us.
Shit, I'm too young for it, too, Daddy. I'm too young for it. All I heard was scratching the back. You know,
you're going to scratch your back. That's all I heard.
I know. Lord have mercy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to that.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, then.
Happy New Year to you. Mm-hmm.
It's been like a year. You might as well say Happy New Year.
I know, right? It has not been. Oh, you know what? It is. Yes, it is, Teddy. Yes, it is.
It's been a year.
Yeah, it's been about a year, yeah.
But we're back, though.
We're back. You all wanted us back, and we're here. Promise you, we'll never leave you again. I promise.
Teddy, didn't I just give you a TV on this combo? I miss you on the radio. I just gave you a TV on this on Facebook not too long ago.
I know that.
You're right.
And I synced it.
And you synced it, but you ain't respond. Shaking my head. But anyway.
Well, shake your... Okay.
I miss y'all. I'm going to cry.
Oh, Lord, don't cry.
Y'all miss me? Teddy, do you miss me? I'm not talking to Casey, but do you miss me?
What?
Why you not talking to Casey?
You're supposed to talk to both of us.
I know, right?
Casey, don't
you said Casey do what, mama?
Casey don't matter right now.
I'm out
the conversation.
Casey? No, you're not. You in the conversation, boy.
Casey, you trying to get my panties wet, and I ain't having it.
Cool. I'm trying to get your panties wet. You know what? That's another conversation. We will.
That is another conversation. We is gonna be good tonight.
We will.
We gonna be good tonight.
Yeah, we gonna be good tonight. Oh,
yeah.
Time out, both of y'all. Time out.
Pineapples.
Chilling.
Bananas.
Ew, chitlins is nasty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Ew.
Ew. Yeah.
It is gross.
I got foot nails.
Uh-oh. Well, Mama, I want to thank you for tuning in to She's On Radio. Don't go nowhere because we might do a She's On After Dark right after this if don't nobody else press the number one. So keep hold on to me, okay?
All right.
All right, Mama. All right, ladies, y'all press the number one. The topic tonight is how would you feel if your bestie or your road dog becomes friends with your ex? Press the number one so we can hear what y'all got to say about that. I'm going to count down to see if we can see a number one. If not, we're going to go into She's On After Dark. Let's go, Teddy. 10.
Oh, Lord. 9.
8.
7.
6. Press the 1. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Megabytes. Alright, let's go into season another dot nobody wants to talk about. It. Even if you still do want to talk about it, y'all can press the one, don't matter, whatever. Tonight we're gonna be talking about She's On After Dark. The question tonight is, let's see. What is your favorite position? Your favorite sexual position? Let's start off very young. Because I think everybody has a favorite sexual position. So everybody can comment on this. Definitely I want y'all to press the number one so we can get y'all insight on what is your favorite sexual position.
All
right. Teddy, what's your favorite sexual position?
What's mine? You know I'm shy.
Lord, whatever. You said
it last
night.
Let's see. What, you know what? I told you about that shit. let's see. I like to get my lady standing up. Catch her off guard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. That sounds so good. Oh, shit, something just fell. My favorite sexual position, I would have to say, I like my face written.
Oh, Lord.
I like to be, I like my head on the bed, on the pillow, in the backseat of a car, on the ground, on the beach shore. I like my face to be written.
Oh, Lord, you're going to be down there at the ocean front with your lady friend.
Oh, yeah. With my head back, her pussy on my face frontwards, on my tongue.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
See?
And I prefer her to ride extra slow because I feel like we have nowhere to go.
Mm-mm. All night long.
Right. And I prefer her to come on my face dry. You know, most girls already have that wet pussy. You know, you really don't have to do much to it. But, you know, I prefer to work for it, for what I want.
Yeah.
I prefer for it to be lightly and slightly dry so I can moisten her pussy lips up and make them wet. You know?
Mm-mm.
She's on that lady.
I'm not going to push that one now. They got to.
Y'all got to press that one now because I want to know, ladies, what is your sexual position, your favorite sexual position? Do you like to be on top? Would you like for her to be on top? Or you can just tell me some of the things that you like to do in the bedroom. Do you like it fast? Do you like it slow? Nah. All right, ladies, now I'm going to need y'all to press that number one because it's time. It's time. It's time. All right, area code 804-253. The topic of tonight is you can either talk about your best friends hanging out with your exes or you can tell me what your favorite sexual position. We got area code 804 in the building. VA, stand up. Area code 804-253. Tell me, baby, what is your favorite sexual position?
Hello.
Hello.
Bruh.
Pause. I knew she was gonna call in on that. Love, freak yourself, Lord.
Wow.
Hello, best friend.
What the hell are you talking about?
Girl, we are talking
nasty.
About. I want to know your favorite sexual position. Tell the ladies. But this is pausing,
nasty.
Ladies. This is pausing. Yes. Right here. Tell them your favorite sexual position.
I like riding face right.
Oh, learn new things about my sister every day. Jesus.
I like riding face. I like for somebody to pick my ass up and put me on their motherfucking lips.
Woo.
But don't agree with me. Okay, shut up. Don't agree with me.
oh, Lord.
And I say that's about it. I don't know, because I don't know about it. Because I like unusual things, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's right. You nasty, honey.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know I'm over this bitch drink.
Oh, shit.
Lord,
I got some
drink. So tell us, do you prefer riding a dry tongue or a wet tongue?
Is that a trick question? I like riding wet tongue.
Oh, my God.
I like a wet tongue because if it's dry, no. Mm-mm.
You might scratch it. You don't want to get scratched. Because I just feel that the tongue is dry. If your pussy is wet enough, then it would moisten it and make it even wetter.
No. I like when it collides, you know what I'm saying?
Interesting conversation, yes. Very interesting.
Yes, this conversation is very interesting.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
I like when it collides because the wetness with the tongue wetness, it creates, like, not friction, but shit. It's fucking wonderful.
Yes, it is wonderful.
I'm taking notes, y'all. Y'all keep talking. I'm taking notes, y'all. Y'all keep talking. Y'all better talk slow. Yes,
yeah,
it's Teddy.
Teddy.
Hey, baby.
I'm over here drinking this fucking pinnacle cake. You know I don't like that sweet shit, but I'm drinking it straight. And I already had some 1800 pineapple margarita mix. And
where mine's at?
Yeah, that bottle's gone.
There you go, drinking the 1800 without me. I thought we
were. Man, it was the biggest bottle in the store, and that bitch is gone.
I believe it. I've drunk that before. I'm supposed to be your bro. And you ain't gonna save me? Okay, I got you.
Bitch, where was your antennas?
What?
Where was your antennas?
I don't know.
Exactly.
You know what? Pineapples.
I thought the topic was something else.
Huh?
I thought the topic for tonight was something else. That's why I called
it. It is something else. Look,
it
you know I'm ready to get into that. Look, the other topic was poison. Another topic was, how do you feel about your current friends, your best friends, or your road dog still being friends with your ex?
Casey, me and you both know, if you was hanging with one of my exes, me and you would be, no bueno. I'm sorry. Because I know how I talk. If bitch talk about me, you agree with it, we gonna fight.
Right.
Oh, yeah, because there's going to be some problems. I prefer my best friends, my road dogs, whatever, not to hang with my exes. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Because an ex is an ex, a thing of the past, and you, my current friend, you're not friends with that bitch either.
No, that's right, and that's how it should go. That's how I look at shit like that. Y'all could be cordial all day, like, what's up, nigga? You know
yeah, you can be cordial, but as far as y'all hanging out or whatever, sorry.
Hell yeah. Fuck you,
that's
me and you inbox my ex, bitch.
And my friend,
I didn't get me off like this. This is not normally KC. But,
Like I said, friends with any of your exes? No. No, I don't.
You know you're not. You be ready to kill them all. But,
exactly. I'm not shit. Fuck. Y'all don't get mad, though, because y'all done got me on some other shit now, I'm mad.
Oh, Lord.
No,
we can't have. No, don't be mad.
Ready to call one of these bitches up. You hang on my best friend, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I was sick of the streets or whatever. When you finish your radio show, just hit me up. You know what I'm saying?
Hi, Rusty. I'm going to call you later, girl.
All right, bye, Teddy.
Bye, poison.
Talk to y'all later. I'm still listening, though.
All right.
All right, we are area code 407. Tell me, lady, what's your favorite position? Talk to me. 407-307.
Oh, okay, that's me. What's up, everybody?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. I just saw your thing on Facebook. I was like, okay, I definitely want to say something about the whole ex hanging with a friend.
Okay, talk to us.
Me, personally, I'm not insecure. I think it comes with confidence. And it also comes with your level of friendship that you have with that person. I feel like a lot of people are insecure about their exes. So me personally, I mean, if I don't have feelings for my ex anymore, then, you know, do what you do. Now, if y'all trying to have a relationship, then I might get my feelings a little bit. But if they just chilling, partying or whatever like that, hey, because I'm cool with all my exes. So I just think it's an insecurity thing and a confidence thing and just being secure about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got quiet.
I know, right?
No.
Over here, like,
I was with you.
Look at him like, she called me a skirt.
I'm nervous as hell. I'm trying to tell y'all how
nah,
I feel.
You know what? You know what? I know, like, now that you really said it like that, like, you taught me something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
world,
yeah.
I'm like, you chilling with who at the club, girl? You chilling with my ex? Hold on, I'm on my way. Like, excuse me, what are y'all doing together? Like, you know. But,
yeah.
Now that you put it like that.
Yeah.
You know.
And you gotta think too with like,
you would be my little angel on my arm, and like Teddy would be the little devil. Like you would be the one like.
Why
it's gonna
be
okay?
Why I gotta be the devil? Why I gotta be the devil for? That's fucked up. Why I gotta be the devil?
Nah, but think about it. I mean, I'm only 22, but
I'm just laid
back. Like, I'm a little hippie because I don't really trip off of shit. I mean, stuff, sorry. I don't really trip off of stuff, so I feel like a lot of females be, like, ready to fight or trip out over their ex or a female that they talk to. But being a lesbian, a lot of relationships move really fast. Like, people in a relationship for 1 or 2 weeks, and then they being upset, like, that's my ex. But
yeah.
I think, personally, and I don't know if this makes sense, I think personally I would get upset if it's somebody I dated for a long time. But if it was somebody that's for like a month or 2 months, I'd be like, man, go chill, yo, go party, turn up. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. That's why I called in to say, because I was listening to you guys for a minute. So, thank you.
Can I ask you another question?
What's that?
What's your favorite position?
I like 69. That's my favorite position right there because I go in.
Awesome.
I like competition. So if I'm eating you and I'm putting my all into it, you better bring it, yo. That's me. So I like 69.
That's right.
That's me. Yeah, I like stuff like that. I'm really aggressive, so I like the competition and the challenge. So yeah, I don't like
you.
I don't like pillow princesses.
No.
Okay. Okay. So are you an AG or a fem? Or are you just
I don't label myself.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
A lot of females are like, I mean, I cut all my hair off and stuff like that, and I'm going into the military, and a lot of people will look at me like, oh, she's a stud, and they try to label me that, but I have a really pretty face, so then I have some studs that, or some girls who come to me who are aggressive, like, yo, I can't dap you up, you're really pretty. So I don't do the labels, and I'm just a hippie, yo. I like to chill out. I just like to have fun and dress how I dress, and I still vogue and do competitions with the queers. I do what I do, but I don't do the label. That's definitely not me. Yeah.
I like that answer. That's a new topic.
Y'all hella quiet.
I was listening.
this is so much fun for tonight.
I'm glad
y'all
you
still quiet listening to me, yo. No, I'm really shy. I'm shy to a certain extent, so this is like a lot.
Don't be shy. Don't be shy.
Okay, any more questions that y'all want me to roll out?
Well, we have to go because our time is up. Tune in to us. Don't go yet because I have some announcements. But tune in to us. You know, we'll be here every Monday at the same time, ladies, 11 o'clock.
Okay.
11 o'clock, the same number. Put it in your cell phone. If she's on radio, so Monday nights, 11 o'clock Eastern. I know what to do. This she's on radio, and I'll take you right here. You know? So
I'm a comment on your thing, so y'all know who I am.
All right, mama.
Oh, right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, y'all.
All right, Teddy, I want to thank you, sir, ma'am, you know. You know, sometimes
sir,
you be
ma'am.
A sir, sometimes you be a ma'am. It kind of turned me on a little bit. But
I didn't told you about that, boy. You better watch yourself, honey.
I promise I won't tell nobody. No.
Don't tell nobody but God.
You know, he already see us, honey.
Yeah, he know our heart.
But I want to thank you, Teddy, for bringing in this new season of She's On Radio with us. You know, I definitely want to thank, you know, everybody that's tuned in tonight. Thank you so much. Thank you for the inboxes, the emails. And thank y'all definitely for continuing to support She's On. Y'all came to She Pride 2013. Y'all turned up, you know. I definitely want to let you ladies know that this is a 30-minute segment each and every Monday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The same number, like I told the other lady. Definitely log us in your cell phone under She's On Radio. Share us. Tweet us. Let everybody know that we are back on. Definitely, we're working now to get Winter Wonderland popping. December the 27th will be the date that is going to be hosted. So I definitely need y'all to hit me up, she.zone@gmail.com, and say, Casey, hey, I really would like to see this person this year. You know, somebody different, whatever. Whatever you got to say to Casey, hit me up, because I would never know what you ladies want if you do not tell me. I'm all about bringing the heat to the streets. So if you want Trina, you want Lady Gaga, you want Nicki Minaj, you want King K's Pretty P, whoever you want, hit me in my inbox and let me know who y'all want to see for Winter Wonderland, who y'all want to see for She Pride 2014. Definitely, we do take donations via PayPal. It is she.zone@gmail.com, so we can make this radio station a whole lot longer than 30 minutes. You heard me?
Word.
You heard that, Teddy?
Yeah, man.
We talking 1, 2, 3 hours, 24 hours a day on your radio. We're working towards satellite radio right now, so definitely we can use your donations, you know, even if you just want to donate to She Pride or Winter Wonderland or whatever, you know, we definitely appreciate that. Like I said, I love you, Teddy, you know.
Love you, man. See you next week,
I love
partner.
You, She's On Radio. And I want to say good night to you ladies. You all have a nice, blessed week, and I'll see you all on Monday, same time, 11 p.m., next time, bring a friend.